This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Could you imagine, though, Dave Rothenberg, his own show on Broadway, and you come out with a McAdoo.
McAdoo, McAdoo, McAdoo.
McAdoo, McAdoo, McAdoo.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dave Rothenberg.
Corey Davis, Corey Davis.
I'm taking the
big contract of Corey Davis.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Wade Phillips?
On 98.7 ESPN.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dibba
dibba dibba dum. You've never seen Fiddler on the Roof?
No, I haven't, no.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, what do you want me to tell you?
I mean, Fiddler, see, now here's the problem. I don't think it's even on Broadway anymore.
Well, that there's the issue right there.
See, I think before you were going to Broadway shows weekly with your wife and children, Fiddler was a huge success.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, I didn't become a huge fan of Broadway until my wife. She's the one.
She added some culture into your life. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. Culture, street smarts, you name it.
Aladdin? Have you seen Aladdin?
Saw Aladdin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrific.
Moulin Rouge?
No, I did not see Moulin
Rouge.
Wow. Yeah, no.
Phantom?
Nope, no Phantom.
Wow.
Nope.
We've really unlocked something here.
Well, now I'm going to have to see them.
You know what I think you'd like?
Which
for
one?
The music alone, Tina.
I would love that, yeah.
Right? Maybe
yeah,
I
want to see the Alanis Morissette one, too.
Yeah, I heard that's very good.
I just find it amazing, man. I mean, what they do every single day and how good it sounds.
How about what we do? Forget about them.
What? No. Yeah.
That's how about
great.
Us?
Well, especially with what time we wake up.
We wake up at 4. You wake up at 2. I mean, we put on this sensational performance. We got Superbox Bonanza. We got CMT. We got everything. I mean, Hadestown has nothing on us.
They just sound so good. They sound so good. Maybe we go on a double date.
You know what? They want to do something? Why don't they do their show at 5 a.m.?
No, they can't do that.
Why? Why not?
No, they can't.
Yeah, exactly. That's too much for them. That's too much for them.
There's only a select few that can do it at this time of the morning.
Harry
only
Potter and the Cursed Child? Put that on at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's not going to work. They can't make that work.
How many theaters can you name?
None.
Come on.
What am I going to start naming theaters for?
Well, just to see how knowledgeable you are.
How many Broadway theaters can I
name?
Yeah,
like the Eugene O'Neill Theater.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at naming the
theaters. Minskoff?
I know the Minskoff.
The Neil Simon Theater? The Hirschfeld?
No. Yeah, I know the Hirschfeld.
Yeah. The Majestic? I feel like
there's a couple shows that I've seen that I'm forgetting for some reason.
I'm sure there are. I mean, you're a man that really appreciates good... Are you an off-Broadway guy too, or just Broadway?
No, I dabble with off-Broadway as well.
Really? Performance art?
I enjoy some performance art, yeah.
Underground gambling parlors.
I could be talked into that.
If I
go with the right person. If you were to drag me to one of those places, I would be into it.
I told you I went to one of those ones.
Oh my God! Don't mention the ring.
It was wild.
No, but again, this would be one of the stories that we would include in your one man show.
My one man show.
That people would eat up.
That's right. 643 Saturdays, we'd call it.
two nights away from my family. At a Hilton.
That's right. Dinner at the Hilton.
Hello.
Room service.
Hello. You think when she comes on stage and she starts with that people are like respond? They sing?
They should. We will when we go to the show.
Oh, absolutely we will. But we're not going to please. We're never going to do anything. We
Why
talk a big game.
No, no, don't blame me. This is not
dinner.
On me.
The dinner.
This is not on me.
So let me ask you now. When is the dinner going to happen?
It wasn't me. It was Santillo, of all people.
Santillo, when do you
RJ.
Have?
Listen, retro blaming here. You blamed me, but looking back, when we wanted to do the dinner, that turned out to not be a good time. Maybe I saved you. Well, not you, Dave, because things happened to you. But the rest of us, I was keeping the health of the show. out first priority, even though you blame
no.
me.
Yeah. No, you went out with other plans. You had like coupling plans.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't around.
Listen, it's excuses. Fine. It didn't happen. You made your excuses. Santiago tapped out. When are we getting together for the show dinner?
You tell me.
You tell us.
Yeah.
Whenever, I mean, you're coaching lacrosse games.
Yeah, by the way, the score the score of that game was troubling.
You should be suspended from the league as a
no.
coach.
No.
Well,
see,
what do you mean you no?
Didn't, see, no,
it's
no, 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 no.
Against the rules.
No. See, here's what you talk a big game. You don't know what I did. I had the official come over to me and say, "You're a great coach." Multiple times. You're a
you,
great.
You let your team score 30 great. Goals can against I, the other team.
Can I explain what happened?
I would. Yeah, I can't wait to hear
there's
it.
A tremendous disparity in talent. Tremendous disparity. Okay? It's box lacrosse where scoring happens at a rampant pace. All right? So I said to the guys, get out to a huge lead, and then we're going to adjust. So we scored, I think, 17 goals in the first half and led 17-2. And at halftime, I brought them over. And I think when I tell you this, you'll be like, you know what? You didn't do anything wrong. I said, guys, no more righty goals. I said, if you score a goal right-handed, you're off the field. You are only allowed to score lefty goals. That's it. Minimum 5 passes, lefty goals. And I can't help but that they were still able to score.
So, I don't blame you. I blame the league. I blame the commissioner of your league. How is that much? How are you playing a game where there's that kind of disparity talent-wise?
Well, there's a team that's much better than us too.
Well, why though? I don't get it. They can't can't split up the talent a little bit.
Listen, I don't have the answers for you. I'm just one man involved in this box lacrosse league, but I don't know what else I could have done. I was so considerate of the other team that the official came over to me and said, "You are doing a great job coaching this game."
What are you offering these kids? NIL deals or what? What are we doing here? I don't understand. How can we have this much disparity in talent in this league?
I don't have the answers. All I'm one man trying to put forth an appropriate effort from 11-year-old lacrosse players.
So it's like the Cowboys team we played against in flag football. I found out after the season, these kids are throwing Hail Marys, catching everything, 2-point conversions.
Yeah, but we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, why is this team so much better than every other team?
Well, we're not better than every other team.
The coach handpicks his own players and then
oh, well, of course. We're a school team.
Well, I'd like to see the team. If your team is so good where you score 17 in the first half, you scored, what did you score, 30 goals, so you scored 13 in the second half, all lefty with at least 5 passes, and you said there's a team that's better than you,
oh,
I would like to see that
team. There's a team of like elite national talent that we can't even compete with. And we'll get to the calls in one moment. Can I tell you, we're fine. We're probably above average. The team that we beat 30-3, they're not good.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, I'm very
okay.
confident. Very, very confident.
That.
Very, very confident.
See, that's
Let's
like,
go to-
but here's the thing, though. I never knew. So, obviously, growing up in Boston, I didn't know. Like, we played lacrosse, but it wasn't nearly as big. I came here and then realized how big lacrosse
big, yeah,
was.
Yeah.
So, I had a buddy of mine who was my equipment manager at the U.S. program in Michigan. His kid plays lacrosse, and he's good. And he plays, I mean, really good lacrosse in Boston. So, they brought their team up.
And they lost by 40.
Dude, I went to these games.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't even compete with these Long Island teams.
No, Long Island is the best lacrosse in the country.
Oh, I mean, it was night. It wasn't even. I'm like, is this team? I'm like, Chad, is your son's team good? And he's like, yeah, this is
sure.
a good team.
Yeah, no, you don't. So the program, and I know RJ's like, oh, please get to some calls.
This is RJ, sports. This is sports.
It is sports. It's youth sports, RJ. We're at 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're big in the 11 plus demo.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. This is RJ. Just think, we get the 11 year old demo.
We're set for years.
RJ, we lock that away.
Sports!
See, we're going piece by piece. First, we dominate the 11 year old demo, and then we go 14 year old girls, and then up to 17 year old boys, and RJ, it's a process. So the program that Alex plays for. The program Alex plays for, they have a Long Island team. The Long Island team, 11U, plays in the 13U age bracket and never loses.
Come on.
And Sherry talked to the coach recently, and he said, absolutely, every single kid on that team will play Division I lacrosse in a major program. No doubt.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. RJ, you want to get to a call?
I think we should take calls on the 11U programs.
Really? I thought you might feel that way.
Why don't we power rank them? Next segment, let's power rank them.
I agree.
Who's different on the youth lacrosse programs in the tri-state area?
Yeah, who's on the hot seat? Who could come? Who could go? You know, let's see.
You do lacrosse. I'll do the Might hockey in the area.
I like it. I think we saved that. Maybe we do that instead of CMT at 6:45.
See, that's a veiled shot, and I don't appreciate that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've given you nothing but praise for your CMT. All right, Eric in Manhattan. Good morning, Eric. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. I actually have two sons, 15 and 13. My 13-year-old plays lacrosse, too, and I can listen to you talk about that all day.
Oh, so, tell RJ. RJ, Eric has something he'd like to tell you.
No, that's okay. I'm not going to do RJ's job for him. But I actually would like to make a special unconventional request, if you don't mind, as a Dave Rothenberg super fan. I'd like to actually ask you a Stump Rothenberg question, if you would allow me.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Please. Yeah. It's not difficult. And it goes to the rest of my call.
And I'll tell you why. Because if I start taking this call now, then everybody's going to call with their special please.
No.
I'll tell you what, Eric. Call tomorrow, 6:45, and
what if we label it something different?
I will take you as the right after we go Andy from Merrick, I will take you as the very
first
caller.
It's part of his question, though.
It's not part of the question, but it kind of goes to the point.
Oh, look at that.
Dave, I've been listening to you since the beginning. I
get it. And Eric, I feel the same way about you. I adore you. Why don't you ask Rick the question, and I will help if need be.
Stump Rick. How about that?
Yes.
Like it.
All right.
Yes.
How's that?
That was his nickname in high school.
Yes, I'm good.
It was actually Coke Can.
Tuna can, Rick. All right, here's the question. It's easy. All right, this man won the World Series with the Yankees in 1923 and an NFL championship with the New York Giants in 1927, the only person to ever win a championship in both sports.
Come on, Dave, this is a Giants question.
No, it's for you.
You said you were helping. This is not for me. There's no segment Stump Rick. It's Stump Rothenberg. This could be Stump Rick with the help of Dave Rothenberg.
Come on. Who would you think?
In 1923?
Give it a little thought.
To win a Super Bowl and a World Series.
Well, not a Super Bowl, an NFL championship.
Right, NFL championship.
With the Giants. NFL as the quarterback of the Giants.
Oh, you give me hints now.
What do you say, the 1927 Giants?
Yes, a 1923 World Series championship with the Yankees.
Betson Stennett.
No, it's not Betson.
No?
No. Is it Wade? It's probably not Wade Wilson either.
He's Sal Romano.
It's probably not Wade Wilson.
No, not.
Is it in fact Sal Romano?
No, it is not Sal Romano.
And that's not Sal Romano.
I don't know who it is.
All right, RJ saying you have a time limit, Rick, so what do you got?
I told you, I don't know who it is.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea who it is.
I don't know if this is right or not. Is it Hinkie Haynes?
It is Hinkie Haynes. And
nice.
This is, in fact, Hinkie Haynes, which is why I wanted to answer the question. So kind of led into my lead as I am a Dave Rothenberg super fan known on Twitter as Hinkie Haynes, which is why I don't generally call, but...
You found today to be the day.
What's that?
You found today had to be the day.
I said it had to be the day. I tried to get through with this question on Stump Rothenberg on Saturday, but I didn't get through. So, anyway, the point of my call is more about how you guys... I know that, Dave, you would watch football 7 days a week, 365 days a year, if the NFL put it on. But I am of the opinion that this weekend was an example of more is not always better. And, I mean, the games were so bad, other than Cincinnati, that I wanted to know what you thought about the extra teams in the playoffs.
Well, I'll say this, and thanks for the call, Hinkie. And this is some straight talk wireless, no contract and no compromise. If there was a tie between the Raiders and the Chargers, and now Justin Herbert was in the postseason, do you think you'd feel a little differently?
Of course.
Right.
Or if the Colts beat Jacksonville, of course you'd feel different.
You'd feel very differently.
It's those bottom teams that got in. I mean, if the Saints had gotten in, seeing how Tampa struggles against the
Saints. I didn't think Arizona was like, nobody expected Arizona to do that.
Not like that, no.
That was horrendous. So yeah, he's right, but I'm not going to base my decision based on one isolated postseason run.
Yeah, but Arizona wasn't a fringe team. Arizona was going to be in the playoffs regardless of if it was
expanded or not. Arizona was the one seed like 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
So they lost four of their final five in the regular season, and then they lost that game last night.
It's now become so. This is legitimately a problem for them now.
Kingsbury, look at what Kingsbury has done in the final six games of every season over the last decade. They absolutely crumble, is what they do.
Yeah, they looked overwhelmed.
That game was unwatchable. It was awful, awful football.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tannenbaum, 7:35 this morning. I'm gonna roast him up a big plate of crow, and I cannot wait for this conversation today because he's another one of these people that fell for the fraud Cowboys.
Yeah, but don't be too hard on them, though.
I don't know.
Well, we only have a couple guys. We have a couple guests that are weekly that will, you know, friends of the show. He retweets our stuff. Come on.
Here's what I will tell you. If he's just like, listen, it was an awful pick, and I should have known better, and the Cowboys are fraudulent, I will absolutely let him say that and move on. If he's very defensive of the pick, I can't let it go.
I think he gets it. He'll be as defensive as this. He'll say, you know, whatever you say to him, and you'll mock him. And then he'll say, thought the Cowboys were going to win the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you why. And this is why. But that's usually his go-to.
We have to admit it. That was an awful prediction.
It was not a great prediction, no.
I mean, they were, let's be fair, they were lucky to be in that game. They should have lost that game by 20 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, their defense held them to field goals.
Jimmy Garoppolo was dreadful.
I don't know what he was. That interception was awful.
Awful. In the second half, Garoppolo was dreadful, and they still hung on. Like, the Niners did everything in their power to lose that game, and they still couldn't lose that game.
Yeah, it was back and forth, mistake after mistake, both teams.
Team after team after team.
False start on the fourth in a in an inch.
Oh, that was so maddening, is what it was. So the Knicks last night, or yesterday afternoon, they lose. They I don't know if they didn't know the game was at 1 o'clock, or they didn't show up, or they weren't ready, or whatever the case was. That was a brutal performance from the Knicks yesterday, though.
No, it was awful. They're not good enough. As well as they played, they're not good enough to just show up and try to ease their way into a game. Because Charlotte, I mean, they were talking about it yesterday during the game. I mean, Charlotte last played on Friday. They lost at home to Orlando. They got challenged by their coach. And they showed up ready to play. Miles Bridges showed up ready to play. And the Knicks weren't ready. I mean, they trailed by double digits. I mean, we were talking about this in the first hour. Like, with all these NBA games, like, you'll find there'll be a point in the game where, you know, the team that's trailing will make a run to at least make you feel like you're in the game still.
Never once.
They trailed by double digits for the last 30 minutes of that game.
Never once did they have that run. Like, of every, being sincere, like, of every 100 games, I would say 95 times out of 100, the team that's down by 20 points at least makes a run to make you think, oh, you know what? They fought themselves back into this game. Not the Knicks, not yesterday. Not once did they do that.
Well, at the end of the game, to make the game.
But you never thought they were back in the game.
No. They scored the last 10 points to make it a 10-point game, but no. No, what did they led, what, 12-11 at one point, and that was it?
That was it. I think that was their only lead of the entire game.
It was.
They're really awful. It really is awful. Here's Tom Thibodeau after the contest. We started slow, and we just could not recover.
Well, we got in a hole early. That's the challenge, I think, particularly when you play an early game. It's, you know, readiness to play. We played, you know, from behind, and he got going, and it was difficult to stop. And then when we got our defense together, it was too late.
What was the defense together?
Well, second half, it was better in the second half. I mean, you're down 18, you gave up 62 points in the first half, and 28 to Miles Bridges. So, no, I mean, they weren't ready to play, and they were chasing the entire game.
Which is embarrassing.
Help defense was slow, closing on threes was slow, and they missed too many shots in the paint. They missed too many free throws. Like, just look at, I mean, 37% from the floor in the first half.
They didn't do anything well yesterday.
But more importantly, 8 of 16 from the free throw line. Ugh. Like, you're just not ready. You're just not mentally there.
That really is horrendous. Now, I'll tell you this. Last night's game leaves you feeling a way regardless. But the nice thing is, tonight, go out there, find a way. Minnesota, you beat them last time. They didn't have any of their guys last time. They will this time. You're at home. You have that awful taste in your mouth from the game yesterday afternoon. Go out there and win this game. Because if they cannot beat Charlotte and Minnesota in back-to-back days at the Garden, we have a major problem on our hands.
Yeah, they have to respond. They have to. This is an important game, especially because you didn't show up. You didn't. Yesterday was a no-show. Bounce back tonight. Get this gross taste out of your mouth, out of the Knicks fans' mouth. And let's keep... Because, I mean, we're starting to feel good about this team. You're starting to buy back into it. And then they're not... It's too, they got LaMelo Ball. I'm always in.
I mean, listen, he's their best player. He didn't even play in this game. He still got run out of the building. Are you right now, what's today's day? January the 18th? You're 500. What are they, 22-22? Are you in on this team right now? Like, you believe... Like, what do you think? You ask me all the time. What do you think the upside? How good could this Knicks team be?
The upside for me, best case scenario, is probably they find a way to get into that sixth seed.
See, that, and I'm not trying to be negative. That feels unrealistic to me.
Well, you asked me what, I mean, that's the best case scenario was they find a way to get into that sixth seed.
But do you think they, because there's five teams they're not passing. So Cleveland, I guess, would be the one team that you look at and say maybe, but they're not better than Cleveland.
No, Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland is a pretty good team.
Well,
right
that's what I'm saying. So they're not getting past Philly, you wouldn't think. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Miami.
Don't even mention those teams, no.
Right. Okay, so who is the team? These are the teams. Chicago, Miami, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. You have to pass one of them. Who are you passing?
You're not passing any of those teams.
All right, so then the Knicks, realistically, you're not going to be a top six seed.
But that would be the hope. Because that's what we all wanted.
Of course it's what you want. This is going to make you feel away. I don't know if it's going to make you upset or angry or excited, but it's going to make you feel away. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
All right, Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, DNR. You know, David, I'm in the basement of Shea Rothenberg, minding my own business. Reveling in the fact that the Islanders have won four of their last five.
So exciting.
Dave won't even mention it.
You look over at your ping pong table, and there's a memo there. A memo from ESPN New York Radio. Ray, can I get a breaking news, please?
Look at this guy. He's calling for drops.
The memo says, David, that as of this Saturday, January 22nd, 7 a.m., it's the return of the hockey show with Dave Rothenberg, driven by All-American Ford Davis. Why are you keeping this a secret?
Well, I was waiting for this big announcement, Andy, in Merrick. Rick, that's right. The hockey show returns a 15-week run Saturday mornings, 98.7 ESPN.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
How do you feel about that?
Disgust me.
Why?
Because you're a fraud.
How am I? See,
because you're a fraud.
Andy, I'm sorry you have to sit here and listen to this. I apologize.
That's okay. 39's still dead to me, but I could not be more excited that the hockey show is back. It was terrific last year.
Rave reviews.
Giveaways. Oh, gorgeous.
Rave reviews. Andy, thank you for the call. Thank you for the announcement. See, here's what I don't understand. You allegedly are a hockey guy, yes?
Allegedly, yeah, correct.
Allegedly. This is now just going to mean more hockey on the station, more hockey for you to consume, more conversation about the game that you allegedly love. This should be a great piece of information for you.
No, I have no problem with the show. I welcome the show. It's who's hosting the show I have a problem with. Disgust me, really.
Why?
Whose idea was the show?
Mine.
No, it was not your idea. Whose idea was the show? You host the show. Whose idea was the show?
What are you going to say? Is your idea?
No, it wasn't my idea. Right? Was it Andy's idea?
Andy loves the show.
Loves the show. Who's his favorite team?
The Islanders.
Okay. Have you mentioned once? It's 6:32. You mentioned Knicks tough loss, Nets tough loss, unwatchable NFL playoff game. Did you once mention that the Islanders won last night? Once.
No, I did not.
Of course not.
No, I did not. So because I didn't mention the Islanders lost last night or won last night or whatever they did last night, now I'm not equipped to host a hockey show?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it shows how uninterested you are in hockey.
I love hockey. We don't talk a lot of hockey.
I'm not asking you to break it down to a fine powder. Just mention that the Islanders won yesterday.
Islanders won last night. Big news, everybody. Islanders won at home last night. Big news. Jazz hands. Big news. Islanders win last night. Stop the presses. They're now 60 points behind the Rangers.
Oh, here we go. See?
Okay.
You can't help yourself.
I really can't.
Animal.
I really can't.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Listen, this is going to be the theme. It's going to be something that has to be discussed. No Kevin Durant. They lose again yesterday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Kyrie Irving was asked the question, do you intend to maybe now get vaccinated with no KD and start to play in some of the home games? Here is his answer.
Kev's going to heal. Kev's going to be okay. We're going to have to deal with that as his teammates. But in terms of where I am with my life outside of this, I stay rooted in my decision. And that's just what it is.
I don't understand. Why are we just going to continue to ask this guy this question? Whether you agree or disagree, he's not changing his view. He's not going to get vaccinated. If they don't let him play home games, he won't play home games. If they don't let him play road games, he won't do that. He's stuck in his stance. This is what he believes. This is what he's going to do. And why do we have to continually ask this guy this question?
Oh, why do you think?
I don't know.
No, you know exactly why. I mean, that's what people want to know. There was the hope. I think his teammates, I think Steve Nash, I think ownership felt the same way. We bring him back. He gets a chance to be around his teammates, realizes how much he missed it, how much he'll be swayed. And that maybe, and he sees how important he is to this team, that maybe he changes his stance. And that's clearly not going to happen.
He's a very stubborn guy.
He's dug in.
First of all, he's very stubborn. He's very dug in. And you saw last year, he beats to his own drummer. He's not going to make a decision in his life that he does not believe. I think that's been very well established with Kyrie Irving.
Very well established. I just don't understand because I listened to that post game, and you can tell he gets frustrated being asked the question all the time. And
I don't blame him.
Well, you don't blame him, but what's your expectation? Like, why ask me? You should know why we're asking you, why they're asking you, because you're Kyrie Irving. I mean, you're one of the biggest stars in the NBA. I mean, you could be the reason why the Brooklyn Nets win or lose a championship.
Correct.
Like, you're that important.
But he's made it perfectly clear. He's made it perfectly clear.
But Dave, you've heard his teammates too, though. I mean, what did James Harden say the other night? We got to find a way to get Kyrie to play all these games.
That's not going to happen. They can want it and desperately need it till they're blue in the face. It's not going to happen.
He's not going to change. Because people want to know why. Because I don't think there hasn't been for reporters an answer that they feel is the why he doesn't want to get it.
He's opposed to this vaccine.
Oh, obvious. That's obvious.
Okay. So what more do you need? Listen, I disagree with him. I've been vaccinated. Almost everybody I know has been vaccinated. But that's his decision. And he, right or wrong, is willing to deal with the repercussions of he's not going to be allowed to play at home games.
Yeah. I understand that. You understand that. But there are a lot of people that don't understand it. That don't understand why he's taking the stand. Like, is it clear to you outside of he doesn't want to get it? Is it clear to you why he's not getting it?
No, but it's not clear to me, but I don't know that it needs to be clear to me. It's clear to me that he's not going to get it. So why do I need to continue to ask this guy over and over and over and hammer home the point? Are you going to get the vaccine?
Because that's
does this change anything? Nothing's going to change anything.
Though. But because that's the story. The story is whether or not Kyrie is going to be available to play all these games. Is it going to be he gets the vaccine? Does the mandate change? Because, I mean, fans realize it. Media realize it. His teammates realize it. Steve Nash realizes it. This team without Kyrie Irving especially now with no Kevin Durant for, you know, a month, month and a half, who knows.
Correct.
How his knee heals up. Are they capable without Kyrie Irving of winning a championship?
With Kevin Durant and Harden and no Kyrie?
And no Kyrie?
I think so.
Well, we don't know. You feel a whole hell of a lot better if it's the three.
Yes. If you have all three of them playing at a high level, I don't think there's a team that can compete with them. But it's always something with this team. This team is constantly filled with drama, with one thing or the other, constantly.
Always. I mean, that's what it is. And they've had a hard time, for whatever reason, injuries, you name it, of getting all three of these guys on the floor at the same time. The mandate, whatever it is. They're having a hard time.
And last year, he just kind of went missing.
Well,
this year, it's the vaccine.
He got hurt.
Harden got hurt. He got hurt.
He got
hurt. Durant is hurt. It's always something. Let's go to D in Queens, who wants to comment on Kyrie. Good morning, D. You're on 98.7.
You know what? I have 2 points, and you actually talked about one of the points. One, why is the press asking him about the vaccine? Why don't they ask him, do you consider yourself a good teammate? Go that direction. And then if you are a good teammate, if you do care about Kevin Durant or Harden, you should ask for a trade. This way you get to do your thing and make your choice, and they don't have to be burdened. Because right now, this is not a team. This is one dude doing literally whatever he wants.
Kyrie does what's best for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a team. When you have one person doing whatever they want, how is that a teammate?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, D. And I was listening to Kyrie yesterday. Kyrie separates them. He separates the two. He said Kyrie the basketball player is different than Kyrie the person. So his decision to not get the vaccine is what he wants to do as Kyrie the person. Because that's how he spends most of his life, as Kyrie the person. And if that affects his ability to play as, you know, Kyrie the NBA basketball player.
We've seen that.
Then so be it.
Yeah. Then so be it. He's willing to take.
There aren't a lot of athletes like that they can separate the two.
I would think there's very few. You know what, though? I'm surprised that they expected something different than this. I would think almost every athlete, upon having a certain belief of I don't want to do this, and then being thrust into that situation, that would probably succumb and say, you know what? I don't love it, but I'm going to do it because I want to play and I want to be there with my teammates. I had no doubt that Kyrie Irving would say, you know what, I don't want to do it.
Listen, most of them have, right? I mean, I think everyone in the NHL outside of one guy is vaccinated.
Like, I mean, Andrew Wiggins did, right?
Well, yeah, and I think he feels like he was forced to do it so he could play, which is kind of what they're trying to do to Kyrie with the mandate, which, again, we all agree the mandate is stupid. It makes no sense that a visiting player that's unvaccinated could come play.
It'll
Kyrie
never
can.
Make sense, no.
None of it makes sense. But what confuses me, and maybe confuses is not the right word, what catches me off guard a little bit is how surprised he is that this is such a big deal. You're Kyrie Irving. It was a big deal with Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's you. You're the most famous, most important player that's not vaccinated in the NBA right
correct.
Now. That's why it's a conversation. There's no Kevin
correct.
Durant.
Right,
like that's
so,
why.
So now it
know.
Ratchets up a little bit, but I don't understand. Like, you're not going to get a different answer. This guy's not going to do it.
The more you push, it feels like the less likely it's going to ever happen. Anyway,
it's never going to happen ever, ever, ever. All right, now we have some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract and no compromise. And who brings the Straight Talk? RJ Santillo brings the Straight Talk with little CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Yes. Cuddle, marry, trash brought to you by Jack Pocket. Alrighty, so let's jump right into it here. A lot of time to roam. I appreciate that.
Oh, listen. We are free range radio right now.
We're like cattle just out there grazing. So,
speaking of cattle, we had a big cattle incident in Yellowstone yesterday. Big cattle
don't
incident.
Please don't spoil it. By the way, for the record, I'm done with Cobra Kai.
Why? What happened with Cobra Kai? You love Cobra Kai.
No, I finished it.
Oh, already?
It's only 10 episodes, like 35 minutes.
Yeah, but what happened to your nap? I feel like the nap is getting less and less.
Well, you know what? Shows take priority at this point. I think I'm moving out to House of Cards now.
This guy, can we prioritize the health before the shows, please?
Sweep the leg.
Very important.
You have a problem with that, no sensei.
See, that's the problem when the show ends so early. You have a choice to make every day. We all make a choice. Are you going to be responsible to yourself or responsible to your entertainment values? Will you go to sleep or will you do whatever it is you want and then pay the price later? And Dave, you're making the wrong choices right now.
Yes, you're correct.
All right. So four teams left in the AFC. What I'm going to do is take out the Bengals because I don't know how many.
How
people.
How dare you?
Fun to watch. Not a real title contender yet.
Wow.
Yeah, strong. Right?
I'm going to get Joe Burrow on the phone, Santy.
I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah, sure you do.
Very dismissive.
Yeah, it is. It is. But for the sake of there's only
3.5 point underdog.
There's only three slots. I can only someone's got to go. For the sake of the exercise,
you could make it cuddle, marry, trash, super trash.
Would you like to do that?
No, no.
All right.
Because you disparaged the Bengals already.
What would the sound effect for super trash be?
That's on you.
All right. So, I ask you, cuddle, marry, trash these three AFC teams in terms of most likely to get to the Super Bowl. The Titans, the Chiefs, and the Bills.
All right. Rick, I think Rick could answer for me, but I have my answer all lined up and ready to go.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Guess.
I guess you're going to marry the Bills. I guess you're going to cuddle the Titans, and then you're going to trash Kansas City.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Just what I mean, no.
Well, you think Buffalo's going to get to the Super Bowl. You're going to marry that. You said that yesterday.
Yes.
Well, they're playing Kansas City.
Yes, but they also will be playing Tennessee at some point. I think if there's a team that will get Buffalo, it is Kansas City. So I'm going to marry Buffalo, cuddle Kansas City, and trash the Titans. I've said it all year. I do not believe the Titans get to the Super Bowl. You know what the best thing for my argument would be?
Your logic makes no sense, though.
No, it makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because I think if there's a team that's going to beat Buffalo, it will be terrible. Kansas City, not Tennessee.
RJ, explain it to him. I mean, you're a man of intelligence.
RJ, I would be shocked if you took Rick's side in this. Go ahead.
Well, so if I'm getting this right, Dave, just knowing how you approach things, you're saying that the Chiefs and Bills, this is your Super Bowl this
week. That's correct. The winner of the Chiefs and Bills goes to the Super Bowl, yes.
No, but do you think the winner of this game wins it? Because I know how you feel about the Bills.
I think Buffalo wins the Super Bowl.
Which, again, makes your cuddle, marry, trash that much worse.
No, it doesn't make it worse. RJ,
it makes it worse.
And I want your honest assessment. Do you understand why I gave you the range that I just did?
I do.
See? He gets it. Rick, this is you. This is a you issue.
No. You just told us that you feel so good about the Bills that they're going to not only get the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. So you're doing more than marrying them. This is no prenup. So they play the Chiefs. Do you think that Tennessee is going to beat the Bengals in Tennessee?
Correct.
Okay, so they're in the AFC Championship game. Kansas City is not in the AFC Championship
game. You're not understanding is if there's a team that I believe can beat Buffalo, it's Kansas City and not Tennessee.
Are we overthinking this?
No, so what you're saying is you don't really trust
crazy.
Buffalo that much.
He's absolutely crazy. The only thing that can make me feel more confident is at 7:35 if Mike Tannenbaum tells us he loves the Titans to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
the only he's thing going that can make me feel better.
You know he's going to.
Good.
He's going to love them. Rested Derrick Henry.
Oh,
Mike Vrabel, coach of the year.
Make me feel great. And you know what? Stop jumping my answers.
Hey, your answer made no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes terrible sense.
You don't make sense. You know what? You're focused on Broadway. Focus on our show.
All right. I'm going to play the game the right way. I'm going to marry Kansas City. I'm going to cuddle Tennessee. And then I'm going to politely, delicately place Buffalo in the garbage.
You're trashing Buffalo?
Well, if I think Kansas City's going to beat Buffalo and Tennessee's going to be in the AFC Championship game, ipso facto, those need to be the first two.
Rick is taking a literal approach.
Oh,
like if one team moves on, one team must be eliminated.
Exactly right.
It's impossible.
All right, we're going to do the same exercise in the NFC. So if ever there were a need for a super trash, a fourth team, it could be because...
How about a garbage disposal?
All right. So cuddle, marry, trash, garbage disposal. The Packers, Bucks, Rams, and if you feel so inclined to use the garbage disposal, the 49ers.
Ooh. This is a tough one.
Go ahead, you're up.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to... I'm going to garbage disposal the Niners.
This is garbage!
I am going to... See, I think there's something to be said about Stafford winning his first playoff game. that this will only add to his confidence, but I don't trust him still. I think Tampa's going to get Fournette back. All right, so I'll marry Green Bay, I'll cuddle Tampa, and I will politely discard of the Rams.
That's the only answer. I'm not going to waste time. I'm not incorporating a garbage disposal into mine. It's cuddle,
you
marry, trash.
But garbage, yeah.
The name of the segment.
By the way, Matthew Stafford was asked about his first playoff win. He seems pretty nonchalant for a guy that I believe it took 13 years to get to this point.
I think it means a lot more to you guys and all that. I mean, I just want to be a part of this team and help us win. So I trust in myself, trust in my abilities, trust in my teammates. Go out there and play and let the chips fall where they may.
They could have put you at quarterback and they would have won that game yesterday.
Me or Rick?
Either.
Well, I think Rick is more believable than me, but I like to think...
RJ would have made Kyler Murray look like a giant.
I have heard he's roughly my height.
What do you... Why do you do that?
What?
Take shots at poor RJ.
I have heard that, though. I have people that have been around him that he's
what
not...
What are you, 5'7"?
5'7", 5'8". But
how dare you?
For whatever the program says that he's... You know, 5'10", 5'11", I've heard.
No, that's not true. Yeah, you wear lifts? You ever wear lifts or no?
See, you chastise Rick, and then now you have cheap shots your own.
Well, because now that it's open.
By the way, where's my fruit basket? Where is it?
You know what? It's been ordered. How dare you? I tell you a gift is on the way, and now you demand to know where it is?
That's right.
I should call and cancel it.
RJ, I got a delicious tomato I can show you on the Zoom. I can send you.
Please don't.
HR. You're ruining CMT.
When does HR wake up?
RJ, go. No. Oh, for God's sakes.
Always one step too far.
Kill me.
All right. Let's do one more and then get out of here before we all get fired. So Dave revealed earlier that he coached his son's lacrosse team to an astounding 30-3 victory. Do I have that score right, Dave?
30-3, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
27 goal margin of victory. So, cuddle, marry, trash, the most likely result of how they got to that point. Was it because Dave is
I don't appreciate this at all, by the way. So,
because Dave is a great coach, as a referee told him. Was it because that very same referee, which is probably just a big fan of Dave, likely fixed the game?
I don't think he knew who I was.
Well, everyone knows who you are. Very popular show. Or was it because Dave's wife, Sherry, probably only lets him coach against teams they are superior, in a superior class to?
Can I tell you, give you a little more background on this before you answer the question?
Sure.
So Sherry had a funeral to go to and was uncertain if she would be able to make the game on time. So she said, you know what? I'm just going to let you coach the game regardless. And then she was able to make it on time, but she stood on the side. And when the kids came off, she gave them kind of like tutorials of what they're doing well and not well.
The actual coaching.
She did the actual coaching, and I just did the subbing during the game.
Yes. You just roamed around the bench.
Well, I yelled, yeah.
What were you yelling? I'm just curious.
I expect maximum effort consistently is what I'm looking for.
He opened and closed the door is what he did.
No. I'm on the side.
All righty, so.
What are the three again?
Is Dave a great coach? Did the referee lean towards Dave because he's a fan, or did Sherry just let you coach because she knew you couldn't lose this game?
I will marry Sherry allowed me to coach this one because she
it's the only answer.
She knew that I would have nothing but success. I will cuddle great coach. The referee had no idea who I was and came over and quietly, you know, said to me, listen, I think you're doing a great job making them go left, and you really get youth sports. So I will trash
you
that
get
one.
Youth sports by winning by 27.
There's nothing I could do. We had a 5-pass rule. We made it a 10-pass rule with 10 minutes to go in the game.
This sounds like a Fugazi league is what it sounds like. Same answer for me. The only answer is that Sherry knew that this would be a blowout, so she let him coach.
All right, well, that's a job well done by you guys. And nice work by you, Dave. A plus 27 margin on your coaching record. So that'll stick with you. That's Cuddle, Marry, Trash brought to you by Jackpocket. Play the official State Lottery games right on your phone. Download the app. Get your first Mega Millions or Powerball ticket using code ESPN for free. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know is a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
How's your team doing, Rick?
Which team?
Portlage.
We haven't had a game. We won our last game. We haven't had a game.
You haven't had a game? What's your record on the season?
I don't even know.
Come on.
Well, we won our last game. We beat Chaminade. The last game we played, we beat Chaminade.
As the they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It was, 5-0.
Oh, you really ran it up on them, didn't you?
5-0.
You
threw
off 5.
30-3.
30. Listen, it's box lacrosse. Goals happen.
Yeah, I bet.
All right.
Should be embarrassed.
5-0. Wow. Did you pull the goalie late in the game to try to make it 6?
No.
Neither did I.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.